administer both for municipalities and the state. And once the grants are paid over, the interest income is not revenue of the state, and therefore the dedication clause in the Constitution really is not addressing that sort of situation.
Representative Pettinger.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Bill, I think you've raised a good issue on the interest. And if we took out interest earned on those funds at page 1, line 19 and 20, I think we would take care of your concern. And what I'm going to do is, if this bill does pass out of committee, is when it comes before the next committee, a referral finance committee, that would give us adequate time to look at just how we want to treat this interest issue and address it, if that meets with the prerogative of Madam Chairman. I understand the issue, and we're watching the issue, and we plan to make an intelligent decision on the issue, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's all the testimony I have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barker. Are there questions to your witness? None. Thank you again for coming. Okay. So, Mr. Pettinger, you're wanting to consider some language on page 1 dealing with interest.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It's a red flag if we want to take out that lines 20, basically, and 21, interest earned on those funds, whether we want to take that language out. But I think what I'd like to do is, since it's the only aspect of the bill that is a red flag in my mind, is that I'd like to make a motion to move the bill with your consideration, and then I'd like your permission to follow this language through and address it in the Finance Committee when I can get more input on it. It doesn't bother me as written, but I'm a little worried about the dedication of interest, just whether that's good policy and the legality of it. And I see an opportunity to adequately answer the question and address the problem.
Perhaps when we send the bill, we can accompany the bill with a memorandum stating those facts, and then the Finance Committee can be prepared by the time we hear this. Perhaps by that time we can resolve that portion.
Well, thank you. I guess that's an excellent suggestion.
Very good. Therefore, I will entertain a motion to move this basis.
Madam Chairman, I'll move an action item as consent that we pass our committee substitute House Bill 492 with individual recommendations.
Are there objections to the motion? Hearing none, so moved. With that, then, I'll make just one more announcement that we will have committee meetings on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at the same time, depending on floor action. It's my wish to, if in fact floor sessions interfere with this time, that as soon as we finish, we will come down here and continue our deliberations so that we don't get too far behind. If we get real far behind, I'm apt to call evening meetings, or at least carry over until evening, so we get the business of the day finished. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And with that, then, the meeting is adjourned.